Brad, what have you done now?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We got a good show for you today. I know it's been a minute. Been working on a lot of cool projects. Been traveling a lot, man. I've been, in the last 3 weeks, been to Huntsville, Alabama, Decatur, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, Las Vegas, Nevada. Been all around the world, really, it feels like, even though it's, you know, pretty much southern states and Nevada. But it's been really cool, man. I got to go to see the Wilder-Tyson Fury fight in Las Vegas. That was really cool, man. Shout out to Tracy and Julia and everybody over there with that situation. don't want to put their business up in the street, you know what I mean? But shout out to Tracy and Judy. You know I love y'all. And then Booker and I did a Hall of Fame radio show from there. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. We did a Hall of Fame radio show over there, and then we went. The next week, I went to Atlanta, Georgia for the Schmodown live in Atlanta. That was really cool, man. 400 people sold out. It was a great time had by all. But today on the show, we got Mr. John Schneider. You might know him as Jonathan Kent from Smallville. You might know him as one of the Dukes from the Dukes of Hazzard. And he's promoting Bo Duke, that is. He's promoting Bo's extravaganza going down, and he's celebrating his 60th birthday. So shout out to good old John Schneider. We talk a little bit about the Dukes of Hazzard, a little bit about Smallville, and about what to expect of this extravaganza he's got going down there in Louisiana. It's all good stuff, man. But hey, I want to take this time to remind you, I got a book coming out in just about a month. It's called Back from the Future, a celebration of the greatest time travel story ever told. It's available right now on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, IndieBound.com, or Back FromTheFutureBook.com. But without further ado, here's Mr. John Schneider.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
And he joins me on the line right now, John Schneider. John, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm great. I'm out here walking the property where Bo's Extravaganza is going to be, getting ready for the biggest weekend of 2020.
That's what I want to talk to.
And my biggest birthday so far.
Yeah, the big 6-0. I don't know. Can you believe it that you've already made it that long around the sun, huh?
Oh no, it's hard to believe. I feel like I'm 25. So it's fascinating to me. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I said, you know, I remember when Elvis passed away, thinking he had at least lived a good long life. He was 42. What am I thinking? So yeah, I'm excited about it, and I do. I feel the same as I've always felt. You know, I think it's a state of mind. Keep active. Don't just sit around and watch football. Play some football, by God.
Damn it, let's do it. You know, you're prepping, like you said, for the third annual Bo's Extravaganza. Obviously, in reference to Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, which you played for so long. Talk to me. What's the idea here behind the Bo's Extravaganza? This is the third time you've done it. What started it, and what's kept it going?
Well, it's a food and music and fun festival. We've got what started it was I had done some great things in the past with like Willie Nelson's Birthday Bash and Farm Aid. Alabama's June Jam. And it seemed to me that stuff just kind of doesn't exist anymore. So I wanted to throw a party here at the studio. We've got 150 acres here. So it was like, not like there isn't room. And I had been doing, had gotten back into doing music. So all of a sudden, I had some great friends again that were in the music business, like Cody McCarver from Confederate Railroad, Keith Burns from Trick Pony, Kid Rock, Kix Brooks from Brooks and Dunn. So I sat down with Alicia, and we decided to start to celebrate the Dukes of Hazzard and music. And at that point, we were coming up on the Duke's 40th anniversary, and now we've passed that, which is something else I can't believe, but we passed that on by. So it seemed like a great idea to combine our music friends and stunts. Last year, I jumped to General Lee for the first time, actually. It was the first time I really did it. And I jumped over a police car here. This year, I'm going to jump a Ford Raptor over a General Lee, which is kind of crazy. And then on Sunday, we are duplicating the river jump from Smokey and the Bandit because we're filming a movie that is a tribute to Smokey and the Bandit, jumping the Tickfaw River in a Hellcat, which is not really something people get a chance to witness all that often. So it's a great, great time. And it's a way for me to not only celebrate acts of hazard and just life in general, but to be able to share that with folks, so that they can get a real glimpse of what some of this life has been like. You know, when all of a sudden you're on a stage in the middle of a field in Louisiana and Kid Rock shows up, that's pretty cool. All of a sudden you're there and the band that's playing Old Hippie and If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me is not a cover band. It's actually the Bellamy Brothers.
Right.
I think that's a pretty cool thing to bring to your neighborhood.
I think it's not bad.
I
think
you could. Great.
Yeah, you could spend time doing worse things than that. That sounds like a really fun time. But you know, and you said it's to celebrate the Dukes.
Yeah, you could be sitting in public looking at your. You could be looking at your phone like most people do, right?
Yeah. Do you do a lot of you know, social media? Do you have your phone, or you seem like you're more of an outdoors guy? I want to be out doing something. I'm not looking at technology.
I'm not looking at technology, but I do embrace I embrace social media. I love my YouTube channel. I have so much fun on the YouTube channel. I'll put out at least one new video every week. Sometimes music videos, sometimes ads for Bo's Extravaganza, but I enjoy that. I do check my Facebook, but I don't sit there and look at my phone. I'd rather talk to people. People I know or people I don't know. You know, make a new friend. Make eye contact.
Right, yeah. It seems to be a lost art these days.
It drives me a little crazy when I see... Yeah, I mean, you go to a restaurant and you see four people at a table and they're a family and they're all looking at their phone. Even mom and dad. You know? My dad would have thrown my phone... If phones were around when I was a kid, my dad would have dropped mine in the fish tank.
Right.
And I'm kind of like that too, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely hear what you're saying.
I don't even like it when people have their headset. Yeah, I don't even like it when people have their headset on, because it's like, if we're going to have a conversation, let's have a conversation, right? And if you're going to something cool, like, I mean, we have, we're jumping cars, we've got a carnival, you know, for the kiddos. We've got Ferris wheels and roller coasters and all that kind of stuff. Watch your kids watch your kids having fun. Don't take that as a moment where you can get back on your phone. You know, enjoy life. I sound like an old guy, but you know, it does pass by quicker and quicker every year.
Right.
And the only thing I guarantee if you're given the gift of being able to have a last word, it won't be, "I wish I spent more time on my phone."
Right. Hell yeah.
So there's my lesson.
Preach to that, John. You know, I only got a couple more minutes with you, but I want to say, you know, Dukes of Hazzard, of course, so iconic. Everyone knows it. But I, speaking of online, social media, YouTube, I see a lot of love for Smallville. So many people still love that show, you know, with superhero movies being what they are. What do you get stopped more for? Do you get stopped more nowadays for Dukes of Hazzard or Smallville?
Oh, it's still Dukes.
Yeah,
it's still Dukes of Hazzard. But I can usually tell that a Smallville fan is coming up, because usually they have tears in their eyes. Something about the way my character left the farm makes people cry if they were fans of the show. And I mean, big folks in uniform many, many times will come up and they say, you know, you have no idea how much Jonathan Kent meant to me, and to be part of something that has that kind of effect on people still, because Smallville now has been 19 years since we started it.
Wow.
Crazy. But to see, that's how television affected me. I think if I'd have ever met Ben Cartwright, I would have felt the same way. If I'd ever met I never met Michael Landon. I played him in a TV movie, but I never met him. I think I might have been the same way. If I met John Wayne, I would have teared up. because he his characters meant so much to me growing up and still do. So it's really a great thing. Imagine I look back and I think part of Smallville and part of Dukes of Hazzard, and these are arguably two of the best family shows ever on television. And they weren't sappy. You know, they weren't cheesy or corny. They were shows that people 5, 6, 7 years old wanted to watch, and people 90 years old wanted to watch at the same time. And it was shared viewing. So I'm very proud of both those shows. And now I'm on a show called The Haves and Have Nots, where I'm just a despicable, terrible bad guy. And I enjoy that too. I feel like Larry Hagman must have felt when he did Dallas.
Good old JR.
And that's a great show. So if people want to come out and experience a bunch of all of that, you know, I'm going to have cast members from Dukes. We're going to have a General Lee parade. We'll probably have 120 General Lees here. I don't have any Smallville cast here, but I'll be here. And I've got my wife from The Haves and Have Nots will be here. Plus, we're filming a movie. Plus, we're jumping the car. Plus, you know, it's Louisiana, so we're going to eat all day and all night. And we've got Cody McCarver and Keith Burns and Sarah Collins and Joelle Sonye and the Bellamy brothers. And we're going to blow up an outhouse with a dynamite arrow, because that's how you should start off a party.
Sounds good to me, John. Y'all can get more information at bosextravaganza.com. Blowing up outhouses, jumping Ford Raptors, yes, and General Lee's. You can't get any better. John, I appreciate all your time this morning, and I hope
you just can't get any better than
you
that.
You can't
You're
do
welcome.
It. I appreciate
and
all
hey,
your time.
Also, my Facebook page, you take care. You take care.
No,
bye-bye,
everybody. Plug the Facebook. Plug the Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. The Facebook page. Just go to John Schneider Studios and click on buy tickets. That's how you can get tickets to Bo's Extravaganza as well.
All
okay?
right. There we go.
So there
John Schneider, thank
you. My life in a nutshell.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're
Looking
welcome.
Forward to Extravaganza. Y'all take care.